From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Some Delray Beach residents are coming together to find ways to deal with rising sea levels. They just picked a name this week. They're calling themselves Delray's Rising Waters Task Force. They're also inviting residents to join and help develop the group's goals. Nancy Schneider started the task force.
And I thought, let's get the planning wheels going, because when you're proactive versus reactive, it makes for better planning and it also costs the city less money.
The group is seeking funding through grants. State wildlife officials have given final approval to a ban on imports of lionfish for the aquarium trade in Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has also approved methods that make it easier for scuba divers to catch lionfish in the wild. Aquarium shops would be allowed to obtain new lionfish from divers. The fish have venomous spines, but they're edible. The commission gave preliminary approval to the lionfish ban in April. Officials finalized the ban this week at the commission's meeting in Fort Myers. The ban takes effect August 1st. Lionfish are considered as menacing to native wildlife throughout the Atlantic as Burmese pythons are in Florida's Everglades. Both invasive species have thrived far from their native habitats with no natural predators here to control their populations. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.